Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning. Not too much in the way of notices this morning. Just to say, Messy Church is this Sunday. If you know anyone who would enjoy Messy Church, 10:30 at St. Nicholas's. And we're focusing on harvest this Sunday. Which reminds me, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday will be our harvest service here at St. Thomas's at 10 o'clock. But that's also in the news sheet as well. And not to forget that the magazine, the October magazine, is out and you can collect that at the back. And the other good news I've got to share with you is the fact that we're going to be having a lady called Jill Kingston join us in July of next year as our curate. So that'll be good news. Looking forward to Jill. Jill and I met a couple of weeks ago now and had a long conversation. And I'm looking forward to Jill working. Jill is an ex-police officer and also worked for the diocese under safeguarding, and has two children, Esther, 12, and Hope, who is 15. So that'll be July next year, but be praying for her, especially if she's got to work with me. be praying for her en route. That'd be great. So lots going on at the moment, isn't there? Most of the information is in the sheet. So if you don't get hold of that by email, then just let Debs in the office know and she'll add you to the list. But as we come to worship, let's take a moment to be quiet. Come before our God. See how many of you can guess why I'm wearing white today. And we say our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. So we pause as we come before a forgiving God and we reflect upon our lives. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we confess together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This week we're talking about mission in our services, and at the weekend we had a mission update from Chloe and Sam Mutton. I think some of you would have been around when Chloe's dad was curate here, is that right? What was Chloe's dad's name? Sandra. Sorry?
Mike McLean.
Mike McLean. So if some of you will remember Mike, I'm sure. I've never met him.
Chris McLean.
Right. Some of you will remember Chris. We'll scrub that bit. We'll rewind on the internet. Oh, Chris McLean, really? Hey, some of you will remember Chris McLean. That was just to say that we had an update from Sam and Chloe, and you can get that update on the website if you go through the weekends, and it'll appear in the magazine as well next month, I'm sure. But they're doing very well. Chloe's pregnant again. So she did tell us she was 12 months pregnant, which was interesting. Quickly corrected herself to 12 weeks. But so be praying for them, and we hope to see them next year, probably in the springtime. And we'll talk a bit more about mission in our sermon after the readings. So. But for now, I'm going to stand on your behalf as we declare our worship in the Gloria. And we say together, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And as I kneel to pray the prayer of the week, the collect, a moment of silence for you to say your own prayer of thanks to God. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Pour your love into our hearts and draw us to yourself, and so bring us at last to your heavenly city, where we shall see you face to face, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And Anne's going to read to us from Romans.
The first reading is taken from Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 15. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God. But their zeal is not based on knowledge, since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own. They did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses describes in this way the righteousness that is by the law. The man who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Anne. So reading from chapter 14, starting at the first verse, hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Do not let your hearts be troubled, Jesus said. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. I've never really thought of myself as being a pompous bloke, but I discovered in the last week that I can be. I suggested that I can be a bit of an idiot at times at the weekend. There you go. Because when I read that reading, when it talked about the Romans reading, when it talked about mission, you know, how can they hear if no one's told them the news, as it were, and how beautiful are the feet who bring the good news. I was preparing myself a week ago last Tuesday morning, to give it to you with both barrels and tell you all how we must march out and, you know, reach those out there. And after I'd finished writing my sermon for today and for the weekend, I came up to Pam's funeral, Pam Face's funeral here, and I sort of, because I had to sneak away fairly quickly afterwards, I sat in the back. And of course, you know, Pam had Sylvia, Reverend Sylvia, who we know, of course, and love. She was set up here. And then the Right Reverend Peter Price, because Pam knew how to go out with style. She had a bishop do her sermon, you know. And Peter Price stood up and spoke about the foundations of the Church of the Good Shepherd in Crookham and Pam's part in that. And he spoke, and what he basically spoke about was mission. And you can catch the video on the web if you want, but as I listened to him, it dawned on me that basically what I had just spent my last hour and a half writing needed to go in the bin, because he was saying what I wanted to say in a far more eloquent way. He talked about mission and about the setting up of the Church of the Good Shepherd, being about God. Jesus' way, truth, and life, as I've just read. He talked about how when he knocked on Pam's door, he realised that wasn't the first time she'd heard of God. God was already working in her life. It's all about God, and that we don't understand God's compassion for us until we see it in Jesus. And then he talked about how mission is all about us as well. He talked about how our responsibility in mission, in reaching out so people know the good news of Jesus, is about how we set up small communities of believers. That's you and I, in our home groups, in our congregations, whose first responsibility is simply to imitate Jesus. I'm quite happy to steal the bishop's ideas here, by the way, because I think they're just so good. So it's all about God, way, truth, life. It's all about us being imitators of Jesus. And then he said it's all about the others. It's all about those people out there as well. As we know, church isn't about buildings, although we love our buildings. It's about people. And he talked about how he and the founding members of the Church of the Good Shepherd invited people to come to know Jesus. And how Pam's approach to that was they had to opt out rather than opt in. She just assumed they were coming and would want to know the love of God. So they had to sort of say no, as it were. And then she talked about how actually, he talked about how Pam didn't really care whether they believed in God or not, because God loved them anyway. So you can see why I threw my sermon in the bin, can't you? So it's all about God, it's all about us, and it's all about others. And God's already working in their lives anyway, we just need to invite them. I'll just take a moment before I say the creed with you, just take a moment to be quiet and maybe bring to mind the people that, again, that you would most love to know Jesus. And I'll lift them to God in a short prayer before we say our creed together. Who would you love to know Jesus? You, Lord, that it's all about you, and yet you make it all about us as we reach out to those others who it is really all about. As we lift in our minds and our hearts the individuals that we would love to come to know you in a deeper way, we pray that your Holy Spirit will interact with them right now, wherever they are, and that you would use us to share your love. Amen. I'll continue to stand on your behalf as we say the creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we bring our prayers before our Lord. Holy Father, as we come before you with our prayers and supplications, we know you are keen to hear us. Guide us even in our prayers that they may reflect your will for our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift to you the areas of the world on our hearts where perhaps we have a particular interest, or where our families are. We pray for those who are suffering around the world. We particularly pray for those who are in need of help through COVID, help through the need to feed people, help through the need to see the end to violence, to bring human rights, maybe, We lift these to you, Lord, and know that your heart for them is greater even than ours. And so we pray for your intervention through your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring before you our country and what we see around it. We pray for a resolution to the fuel problem at the moment. But most of all, Lord, we pray that actually people's hearts will be for one another. That the love of Jesus we see in our scriptures will be spread throughout this land. That our dependence will not be on man-made systems, but on you. We lift to you all those who serve us, and we thank you for their service. Bless them, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring before you Bedhampton, and we particularly bring before you this morning a messy church on Sunday, that we will be able to share your love with others and have fun, sing songs, worship you. That new people will come who have yet to hear your word. We pray for your blessing upon those who help, for wisdom into their mouths and love into their hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, we cry out to you for the pain we've had recently through the loss of loved ones here in Bedhampton, for those who are ill and named in our sheets. This morning, I particularly lift to you Denise and Michael, thanking you for the healing that has come thus far and daring to ask for full healing, Lord. We lift you on those in our hearts who need your healing power. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring before you ourselves, Lord. You know the desires of our hearts, the frustrations, the pains we may have. We pray that we will know you wherever we are, and that you will guide us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, my next note in my Bible says, I published the banns of marriage between Rebecca Louisa Cross and poor John James Merriman. But we did that on Sunday, but it'd be great if you could pray for Becky and Paul. They're getting married in, 29th. Thank you for reminding, Mary. Should know my own daughter's wedding day, really, shouldn't I? So they're getting married in about four, I was trying to think, it's 4 weeks' time, roughly, isn't it? So it's getting quite excitable in our house, I can tell you. But indeed, we are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. 'Tis right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And so, as our Saviour taught us, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. And so, my friends, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. The body of Christ, broken for all God's people, I receive on behalf of all God's people. Amen. The blood of Christ, shed for all God's people, I receive on behalf of all God's people. Amen. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, and make us continually to be given to all good works. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say our prayer of thanks together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord, in the name of Christ. Amen. Oh.